At the entrance to our newsroom, we put out a box where you can toss your electronic waste for recycling. Broken phones, old computers, a vintage fax machine found its way in there. Perhaps you do the same thing with your old electronics. Makes us feel we're not just throwing it all in a landfill. But maybe we're just feeding another problem, and that's where we start today on the show. The World's Patrick Nguyen is in Bangkok, and he says all this e-waste is a huge moneymaker for organized crime in his part of the world.
So this is actually in the top five most profitable enterprises when it comes to organized crime in Asia. I'm talking about old computers, TVs, phones, anything with a circuit board.
Right.
And that can actually end up in the hands of shady brokers in Asia.
So what you're saying is if I throw away a computer or anything with a circuit board, it could become a revenue stream for organized crime. That's kind of depressing. How much money are we actually talking about?
So they're believed to make around $4 billion a year off this junk. And to put that into perspective, El Chapo's cartel in Mexico, in its heyday, their estimates showing that they made not quite that much. And they were moving drugs, you know, not your old Toshiba laptop with the broken keyboard.
So organized crime isn't just reselling old computers. I mean, how are they getting so rich off our electronic junk?
Well, that is a question that I spent months pursuing here in Thailand, and here's what I found out. I'm in a van, bouncing down some very dusty back roads in Thailand. We're following a tip, me and my co-producer, named Nat. And the tip is, go to these GPS coordinates, halfway between Bangkok and the Cambodian border, and you will find an illegal scrapyard, that is, recycling old electronics. And there it is. In the middle of nowhere, this sprawling factory, surrounded by imposing steel gates, with an ugly metal smokestack shooting way into the sky. We hop out of the van, tape rolling. And we are stopped, at the gates, by a woman who is cradling an orange cat, and I notice she's feeding it bits of Oreos by hand.
Sawadee cat.
It seems these two are guarding the place. Whoever you are, she says, you are not coming in here. Boss's orders. We've got police trouble, she says. We got raided, had to shut down temporarily. This woman, she says she is a liaison between the bosses and the workers here. And for someone with police trouble, she is way too candid. She won't let us just roam around, but she does explain how things work around here. Shipping containers are trucked in from the ports, she says, full of old electronics from overseas. It all gets drilled open and pulled apart, all to get at the circuit boards. And then the circuit boards are roasted over a really hot fire. Once things get all melty, workers scrape out the metal bits, like copper or gold, she says. It's really dirty work. Black smoke and ash spew into the air. She says you need a mask just to breathe. The actual work is done by migrants. 80 workers, she says, from Myanmar. Where in Myanmar, I ask? She starts rattling off the most troubled parts of the country, if not all of Asia. Rakhine, Shan State, places that are ripped apart by civil war. But look, she says, the workers here, they get 15 bucks a day, and they're allowed to sleep inside the factory for free. We bring them in, she says, because locals, Thai people, they will not do this job. They don't want to get cancer. Now, this is the part where her boss rolls up behind her and says something in her ear. In Chinese. The boss saw you on a surveillance camera, she says. He's telling me to shut up, and you need to go. So, we go. Here's the thing. I actually already knew what was going on behind those factory gates. The group that tipped me off to this place is called the Basel Action Network. They're based in Seattle. And they put GPS trackers in old TVs, take them to recycling centers in the US, Australia, Germany, just to see where they end up. Sometimes they end up in places like this. So they will come here, talk their way inside, bring hidden cameras. The sounds you heard earlier from inside the factory, that is from their footage. The recycling at places like this, it looks more like medieval alchemy. People are hunched over vats of hot metallic sludge, bathing in black smoke, exposing themselves to really toxic stuff, including dioxins, which can harm the nervous system and lead to cancer. Now, to be clear, this is totally illegal, even in Thailand, in most countries, actually, because there is a right way to recycle electronics, a safer way, but it costs money. You can do it the wrong way, like this, the dangerous way, and you can make money. 1 ton of circuit boards actually contains way, way more gold than a ton of gold ore. Criminals know that, and that's why these places keep popping up, even though the cops are starting to fight back. This is Thai police raiding this huge compound last year. Mountains of circuit boards everywhere. Officers charge in, workers stop dismantling computers and sit on the floor, machines get turned off. Everyone looks freaked out. The owners here, businessmen from mainland China. That is no surprise to Police Colonel Tatsapum Jaruprat. He is with Thailand's most elite environmental crimes unit. And he says, when we go to bust these places, we find that the owners are almost always from China. Here's why. Until recently, China was the world's dumping ground for electronic junk. But Beijing has said, enough. Last year, China really cracked down on importers, especially the shadier recyclers. So lots of them have fled to Thailand, a country that has good ports, cheap labor, and not the best environmental track record. The colonel says these criminals from China don't picture guys with tattoos and handguns. Picture an average-looking business person, he says. They operate differently than, say, drug traffickers, because they can't sneak around. Their crimes require big smoking factories. So I ask, if you're doing something illegal that out in the open, does that mean that local police are letting you do it, perhaps for a bribe? The colonel won't talk about that directly, but put it this way, he says. When our elite units go in for a raid, we don't tell the local cops anything.
The corruption in Thailand is really high and really serious.
Pinchom Setang is a veteran environmental campaigner in Thailand. She's pretty soft-spoken, but also pretty hard to scare. And she tells me, yes, of course, there's corruption. But it's actually worse than that. These recycling bosses from China, they may not come off as mafia types, but some are protected by local gangsters. And those guys will go after locals if they complain.
Many people, they have been threatened from the local mafia or even from the officers.
These threats, they seem to work. Riding around the farmlands near that illegal factory, the one with the woman and the cat, I find no shortage of people who are really upset about the smoke that stings their throats and ruins their fields. But when the microphone comes out, they grow stiff, like this farmer, who laughs nervously and swats the mic away.
Okay.
I meet another woman at a Buddhist temple near the factory. We're just villagers, she says. Small people. We can't speak up about this. They're rich, we're poor. That's how it goes. Pinchom, the environmental campaigner, says, look, this mafia underworld, it would shrivel up and die if rich countries, like the U.S., would just keep their electronic junk at home. In fact, there's already an agreement, the Basel Convention, that says rich nations shouldn't be dumping toxic stuff into less wealthy nations. It's been ratified by more than 180 countries, even North Korea, but not America, which throws out nearly 150,000 computers every day and doesn't do nearly enough to track where they end up. To that, Pincholm says,
American people, you have to fix your own problem. Don't dump the waste to Thailand or to other developing countries. That is very dangerous.
And just a reminder, she says, Thailand grows the rice and shrimp and fruit and a lot of the other foods that end up in American supermarkets. So rein in your waste, she says, or you might end up ingesting it one way or the other. For The World, Patrick Nguyen, Chatuchang Sao Province, Thailand.